come into play, and it's like, okay, this is my time now. You could coin the term the male advantage, right? I don't want those years to be spent on my kids. And I don't care how selfish that sounds, because I don't want to hustle just to make loads of money and then go, kids are sorted, kids are safe. And then I die and my kids are like, we're fucking loaded. And it's like, what did I? I was just a vessel for you. I don't like that. I want to live for me for a while. And I definitely want kids one day, but I'm saying I understand more and more now the people that never have kids.
Right, guys, quickly before this video, all the products you see down there, I won't go through it. All the supplements, book, the Male Advantage book, you've got natural diuretic supplement, men's body wash, testosterone boosters, men's lifestyle supplement, all the stuff that we do, courses, etc., will be in all of the links below. We've had some problems recently with payment gateways and stuff. We're obviously fixing it. It should be done by today, but at the moment we've only got PayPal in place. So if you want to buy anything, that's how you do it. Now, enjoy the video, guys.
Okay, guys, this is very much the start of a content marathon. I've got courses that I want to do ready for Christmas or just after. I'm working on a course for Hamza at the moment, so go and check out his school. That's going to be coming out. It's 15 or 16 videos that I've done. It's like a mentality course. I think I've smashed it personally, so it's definitely worth checking out. I imagine it's under the... I'll try and get the link under my videos, but I imagine any Hamza video, I imagine it's straight underneath, so it'd be so easy to find, guys. But, you know, definitely take a look at that. But yeah, I'm making so much content at the moment. I've got such a buzz. I've got a video coming out about that, how I just fell into like a little bit of depression, temporary depression. It's not like, oh, I'm depressed, you know, not traditional TV depression. It's just, you know, just like this is what the video is about, and I don't want to spoil it, but it's almost like we all fall into lulls. We all get moments where we just go, I feel like shit today. I feel like shit for the last month. Like things have gone, like everything's gone against me. I'm fighting against it. I don't feel like taking care of my appearance. I don't feel like cleaning my car. I don't feel like I'm walking around in the same old shitty clothes. How do I fix this? What's the plan that I put in place? This isn't new. This happens to me often. Every year, about 5-6 times a year, I go, fuck, I'm not feeling this. And the video is about like my strategy to get out of that. So you guys are going to love it. I can't wait to release that one. But while I was making the course for Hamza, I actually came across kind of a video that would be more suitable for this channel when I was talking about a different topic. And I've talked before about delaying children and marriage and stuff like that, but I've never gone into details as to the specifics of those matters alone. It's always been about success, 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 success. But it wasn't easy to say, was it? But this is more about, you know, your life as a whole and your freedom. So this is why I really wanted to make this, okay? And I don't even know what the title of this is going to be. It's just a lot of ideas, me ranting, me talking. High energy Chris is back. 2020 Chris is back. On it, do you know what? The last like 3 weeks of content have been very much old school first man from like 2020. I think people are going to realize soon. I think people are going to go, oh shit, do you know what? This is different. This is back to the old days. So the title of the video is Why Settling Down and Having Kids Isn't a Priority for Me. You know, and this is the thing that I mentioned in this video is people's arguments to me is always all those years lost with the kids, all those memories and being a young dad and stuff like that, right? But the reason it isn't a priority for me, and that's not to mention, let's get this out of the way early on. I want to have kids. I want to find, you know, as people would say, the one woman. I think it's more just the most suitable woman. Do you know what I mean? At the right time, who found you in the right place. Do you know what I mean? I think it's more circumstantial than it is love. But, you know, you can kind of manufacture love in that manner. So, you know, I want that in the future. I'm just in no rush to find it. And I also don't think life should be rushed because I see people all the time. I might go out on a Sunday or whatnot. I might be at a cafe and whatever. And I was with a girl recently at a cafe about a month ago. And we saw so many couples with dogs and running gear. And, you know, we're not judgmental, but we were talking about this topic prior to that. So it kind of overlapped. And she said to me, you just know that all of these people have gone, okay, let's get together, let's get a mortgage, okay, let's get a dog. Next on the agenda is kids. And then it's just rinse and repeat. So every Sunday, it's the same thing. It's, let's wake up. Should we go for a run? Yeah, we always go for a run. Yeah, should we go to that cafe place? We're like, yeah, sure. And you could see, like, the woman was sat there and she was so bored. And, like, I'm not saying it because it's me, but I was, like, the only kind of guy there that wasn't kind of old or out of shape. And, like, they're looking. They've got the wandering eye. They've got the desperate housewife eye because they're just bored. They're looking for, like, even a false affair, even something. And people are fucking bored. They're stuck in one place. They're bored shitless. And it's a major issue. And I'll tell you why it's a major issue, guys. And I think I'm jumping ahead on here, but fuck it. Let's go off the cuff. The reason it's a major issue, and this is for men and women, right? It's the same for both. But specifically for men, because obviously the nature of this channel, you spend your whole teens suffering. You spend your whole 20s working hard trying to make something of yourself. Then you get to, let's say, 29, 30 years old and you go, I'm going to have a couple of kids. Fair enough, right? That's your life decision. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm definitely not saying it's right or wrong. I don't have all the answers, but I'm just saying for me to have grinded all these years to finally get to a place where I can go, I can buy a supercar. I can buy a ridiculous house that is just kind of just fucking fun for a few years. I can go and visit multiple countries on a whim whenever I want. No kids, no dog, whatever, no partner to just kind of discuss that with. I'm gone. I'm just going to go and jump on a plane. You know, to have, let's say you've got a ridiculous penthouse in London. I'm going to organize a party in the city. I'm going to invite some really cool people. We're all going to go out afterwards. What a cool memory, right? And it's not about partying. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, I'm trying to use many examples. Some people like to travel. Some people like to party. Some people like to go out and have meals at restaurants. Oh, we got to get back for the kids. Like, this is a real thing. The reason I don't have a dog, I love dogs. I do have a dog, but it lives in London with my ex, right? I actually saw her recently. Which means you don't have to hate your exes, okay, guys? Great mutual relationship we've got there. But I would have a dog in this house now if I didn't want to travel so much. I want to travel. I want to film projects. I'd come home and I'd be like, the house is a fucking mess. The dog is shit and piss everywhere. Like, I haven't, you know, you'd have to get somebody to look after the dog for a week or two. I wouldn't be able to just wake up and go, I want to jump on a flight, which is what I want my life to be moving forward. When you've got kids, you have to worry about what you spend your money on. You know, is it the right investment? Is it the right idea? Like, I've gone down to my last penny probably 8-9 times this year, right? I don't think I could do that if I had kids and a wife. Well, I know I wouldn't be able to do that because it'd be suicidal. They'd have bills to pay. They'd have stuff that they want. I'd have to do certain things for them. So I can't do that. But that's just a decision I've made, right? And I don't think people understand what comes with kids, family, life, settling down. Is it beautiful? Yes, 100%. On my dad's deathbed, was he worried about money? No. Was he worried about family? Yes. I saw that. I know this. Like, nobody's going to jump in the comments and educate me on whatever, right? I'm not stupid. But I don't want my life to be a prerequisite for my kids, which it's an oxymoron somewhat, because it is, you know, your life is a prerequisite for your kids. It's, you know, it's the law of nature. But I don't want to work for 20 years, build something great, and then have these kids and then go, my life's all about you. It's like, where was my little section? Where was mine? You know, and some people, they use that in their teens and 20s, and they go out, they get drunk, they travel, they go and live in Australia for 3 years, do a skiing trip. You know, some people have a relentless amount of sex, loads of alcohol, then they meet somebody and they go, I think it's time to settle down now. They're different. Okay, they're different. That's not me, that's not you, it's not the people on this channel, it's not the nature of who we are. Those people are completely different. But for us, we decided to stay in. We decided to go to the gym. We decided to work hard. We decided to reinvest our money. So are you telling me I did all that and sacrificed and didn't really? I've had fun, but I haven't enjoyed. Like, I haven't lived. Do you know what I mean? Like, every holiday I've taken for the last X amount of years has been work related. Like, I haven't actually, you know, like, I've got a Range Rover and it's very nice. Range Rover Evoque. anybody could pretty much afford it within reason. It's not a supercar, it's not crazy expensive. Looks nice when clean. Is it going to break the world record for the nicest looking car? No. You know, other people in this industry that have got flashier cars and, you know, people have got car collections and whatever and they look the business. Yeah, right? I've chosen to do that because I want to reinvest in my business. Okay, so let's say I sacrifice, I give up all the nice stuff, I haven't bought myself clothes and whatever. Then I have two or three kids and then I go, oh, all my money's going on them. You know, I want meals. I want meals out in nice places. I want to travel the world. I want to buy holiday homes in various places. I want to spend my money on me. I want to have some crazy fun nights. I want to have some stories. You know, I want to push this to the limit. You know, I believe that I can, you know, it'd be nice to, it just, you know, there's some stuff. I've realized when you mention stuff on YouTube, everybody fucking hears it and brings it back on you like years later. So I'm not going to mention some stuff that's on my list, but you guys could imagine, right? Some really fun shit. There's loads I want to do. And I don't want to be held back by going, okay, I've got this one woman, she wants to have kids. Okay, let's buy a settled house in this area and whatnot. Because I think it's the quickest way to just drive yourself fucking nuts. Yes, you'll love the kids. Yes, you'll love your missus. But it's just like, when was your section? If you're not the type of person to go on lads' holidays, go to festivals, to go out and get drunk every weekend that I see everybody else doing, if you're like us, who have reinvested in businesses and, you know, accumulation of wealth and the betterment of oneself, just imagine getting to like 29, 30 and then going, I'm going to have kids and now my life's all about them. I've got to drive them to school. I've got to do all this, right? And I think a lot of you younger guys don't quite realize, look, and I've not had kids, but I see so many people with them. And I'll give an example now. My sister won't care. I'll give an example of what she's had to deal with in the last year or two alone. You know, just top of my head, things that she's had to do with her child. So I've written here, I'm witnessing my sister going through this right now. Here's a list of all the things she's faced this year with her child. Okay. So my niece, let's get this straight. I love my niece so much. Like, I couldn't describe how much I love my niece. Okay. I'd do anything for her. But with that being said, she has pissed in her potty and then threw it all over the living room literally months ago. Pissed in the potty, filled it up, picked it up and just started swinging it around the living room. Okay, so you've got this lovely living room now covered in piss and it stinks. Right, she flooded the bathroom at nursery. They had to deal with that. She locked herself in a toilet at nursery. You know, look, I'm not outing her. She's like 3 years old. Like, come on. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's funny when they're young, but I'm just saying this is what you have to deal with. So she locked herself in the toilet and nursery. She threw up on somebody at least 20 times that I've seen this year. You're holding her. You got a nice piece of clothing on and bleh, all over you, right? Oh, I better go and get changed. Sick in my sister's hair. I better go and wash this out. All right, fine. That comes with kids. She's been sick in general, like ill, at least 20 times. Kids get ill all the time. Your life stops. That kid gets ill and your life stops. It's not like some 16-year-old where you go, you're right, yeah, I'm going to go back to work, but you're going to be okay, yeah, I'll get myself some food. You've got to be with that kid. You're worried all the time. It's always stressful. And that's just one child. Imagine two or three. They just won't go to sleep. There's nights where she just won't sleep till like 2, 3 in the morning. She wakes up at like 4 a.m. So she hasn't gone to sleep till like 1. Then she wakes up at 4 a.m. and she's crying. And you're like, oh, fuck, I've got to go and deal with this. What choice do you have? So you're absolutely shattered and you don't want to do anything. You're falling asleep in the middle of the day on the sofa. So that, I'll get to this at the end, actually. Endless sleepless nights. She wants to watch Peppa Pig 24/7, which, you know, it's fine. Like I said, I love her to bits. But she wants to watch Peppa Pig all the time. So it's a great movie on. She'll be around my house or my mum's house or something. And it's like, oh, the football's on. I might watch the football while I'm here. And she's like, Peppa Pig. What are you going to say? No? I'm like, oh, go on then. You got to watch Peppa Pig. Because it's hours of watching shit. It's garbage, right? So you got to do that. So your life becomes secondary to theirs. She's had two major hospital scares. Nothing to worry about, guys. But, you know, you have to rush them to the hospital. It panics you up. Crying a lot, as kids do. You know, you have to deal with all that and the noise and whatever. She drew on my mum's table. Just drew all over a table that she'd had for years. You know, it's now she's going to have to get a new one. It just looks terrible. knocked about 50 drinks onto their new carpets and floors. Their house is lovely, and she's just knocking shit over and spilling everything, milk, fizzy drinks, whatever. She's chucked a few plates of food off the table or against the wall, which, you know, I've actually seen her do that. Just grab a plate, bang, against the wall. You got to clean all that up, repaint the wall, deal with all that for an hour or two. Then you've got to teach her why that's wrong. She's pissed herself about 1,000 times, right? They're potty training her. She's gonna piss herself a lot. I think that's pretty normal behavior for a child, right? But the point I'm making is a lot of people see it as, you know, and the girlfriend will hype this up as well. The wife will hype this up. You're going to be such a hot dad. You're going to be a sexy dad. And the dad can picture himself like saving the day, you know, nice tight t-shirt on, carrying the kid around, holding his daughter's hand. Are you okay? You know, darling and stuff. 90%, it's like entrepreneurship and success. I told you guys before, 90% of it is just me sat at this desk, just doing boring shit, answering emails and just, you know, stress and whatever. The good times don't come that often. You know, this week we're releasing 2 streaming platform projects. Great. That's a good moment. It's fucking weeks and months of like setting things up, trying to get people in, paying bills and whatever. Like, it's not easy. It's difficult. A lot of long traveling and whatever and late nights. It's not easy. But you don't get to see all that. You just get to see the project, which is how it should be for the customer. But you get to see the project and it looks like, whoa, business is sick. I wish I had that job. It's difficult, right? And it's the same with kids. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. Like, I always hear people say this. It's going to be so much fun. I'm going to get these cute little outfits and these little shoes for this kid. It's going to be amazing. Oh, and I'm going to get married to this woman. I love her so much. We're going to have such a nice life together. But people forget little things. It's like, you meet this woman, face full of makeup, short dress. She's beautiful. Okay, I find her attractive. You have a ton of sex. You have dates together, etc. She's just not going to look like that every day. And moving forward, she's going to age. She's not going to be as attractive. There is nothing wrong with that. Let's get that straight early on. There is nothing wrong with that. That is normality of life. Women age. Okay, if you can't face that, don't get married to somebody. Don't settle down with somebody. But here's the reality. You're with this beautiful young thing. She looks stunning. That's when you meet her. That's in the street. That's in the club. That's when you're out. You're not going to get that. At home, you're going to get no makeup, dressed down, ponytail, jogging bottoms on. Again, that's fine. I actually quite like that. Can you deal with that? Because on the surface, kids, marriage, wife, etc. looks amazing. Oh my God, it's going to be so beautiful. We're going to have a time of our life. Nobody talks about the 95% of shit moments. Because it is about 95% shit, 5% great. Now the 5% is so good, it cancels out the 95%. That's one thing I will say. And it's beautiful. Like, let's not downplay it. Let's not try and be tough men here. We'd all want kids and a beautiful wife and a lovely life. Do you know what I mean? It's beautiful. It makes you feel secure. I've talked about this before. But it is 90-95% shit. Like, your kid is going to be throwing a plate against the wall, pissing themselves, throwing piss around the room and whatever. And it doesn't matter what you do. Like, as a dad, I'd be like, oh, that wouldn't happen to me. It will happen to you. It'll be sleepless nights. And then you have a second kid, a third kid, and it's the same again. It's probably 15 years of that before it goes correct. And then you've got to deal with the teenage years where she brings back a real toxic boyfriend and you're like, this guy's a fucking prick, but she won't listen to you. And your wife and her are arguing all the time and you're like, why do you always argue with her? A lot of arguments, a lot of restlessness. You know, it's a lot of, you know, your son gets arrested, gets in a fight, whatever. Your son gets depression. You're like, fuck, now we got to deal with this. He gets bad grades at school, gets in a fight at school. Oh, we got to go in and deal with this shit. Like, it's constantly, you're basically running your own mini company. And then at the same time, you and your wife have got to continue loving each other and keeping up a healthy sex life and staying attractive. Do you have time for the gym and all this stuff, right? That's tough. That doesn't sound like a good sale to me. You know, if somebody tried to sell that to me as a product, I'd be like, no, thank you. It's only the idea of built-in primitive reproduction and love that keeps you on that path that goes, I do want a little taste of that. It seems beautiful, you know? But I think having all of that and going through all the stress, if you've gone out and got drunk and you're like, let's say you're a woman who's gone out, got drunk and you've slept around and you've gone on holidays, you've been plowed by like 40, 50 fucking guys, you've had the time of your life, whatever, settling down probably sounds quite nice. right? And as a guy, if you've gone out, you've got drunk and you've had endless one-night stands and nights with the boys and holidays with the boys, and you've had the time of your life, settling down is probably like, ooh, I fancy a bit of this now. But if you're like us, guys who have worked hard, who have worked on themselves, who have risen to a higher level of life, who then go, ooh, do I get to cash in on this higher level of life now? Do I get to experience it? No, I'm going to have some kids. I'm going to settle down. I'm just going to live in one place. I'm going to drive them to school every day. You know, I'm going to have bills and problems, and, you know, we're going to have to put them into nursery. It's going to cost a little bit more. Like, it's taking time and money away from you. Now, that's not me saying to never do it. I'm just saying for guys like us who stay in shape, who stay young, let me just check this camera. Sorry, guys, I thought I heard it go off. For guys like us who want to, you know, who don't go out and get drunk, who stay in shape, who keep ourselves looking good, who have some personal pride, some good assets and stuff like that, we want to live a different type of life. Getting drunk, going out partying, little fucking holidays now and then, you know, like a little trip to Thailand for 6 weeks, like some people do in summer, or Australia for half a year, it doesn't cost a lot. You know, people go out there and they get a job packing tuna into fucking bags. You can do all that. And people go, I've lived, I've traveled, I've whatever. Men of quality, like us lot, we want to go to like Milan dressed in like £1,000 outfit. You know, really nice coat, really nice shoes. Go for nice meals with a beautiful woman who's down to earth, great conversation. You don't really get that in your teens and 20s. You know, I'm telling you now, it's probably 28 before that really happened to me. And it's not until about 30, probably 30, where I belonged in that life, where I could hold my own. I could have a conversation with people. Like when I was new to it, I was attracting a certain type of woman. I couldn't hold my own. I just wasn't that type of guy. I didn't have that real confidence. Do you know what I mean? A lot of it was fake. I didn't know how I wanted to look, what my image was and whatever. I'm not then going to go, okay, I figured it all out. My life's great. I've got my whole life ahead of me now. These are the good times. Let's add 3 kids and a wife. Do you see what I mean? It's almost just for me. I'm not saying that's the right answer, guys. I'm just saying yours might be different. You might be very religious, and I super respect that. And you might have different motives and different goals and whatever. Then go and live that life. And I encourage you to do so. And I hope everything goes perfectly for you. And I'm sure you're going to be happy as hell. Hell's probably the wrong word to use in religious sense. But for me, I'm just like, I've got so much more I want to do. And I've never felt younger. I've never had more energy. I've never been in better shape. I've never been able to work more and harder. I've never been as intelligent, which I think is a respective barometer when you're talking about yourself in terms of your lifespan. I don't think that's a brag of sorts. I've never been wiser. I've never had better connections with women. I've never known more about travel, the world, whatnot. I've never been calmer, which is nice. You know, I'm not stressing about things as much. I'm not panicking. I'm not, you know, I feel like my life is in some level of control. I can see things that I've always wanted that are right there, and I can take them within months, if not, you know, a year or two. And I'm like, that'll be fun. Let's live my life. And you look at guys in Hollywood, okay, like a Michael B. Jordan, who's 36, 37 years old. He's still single. He's still doing movies. He's directing. Now he's dated a few women and whatever. Like, it's not that he's enjoying himself in terms of, oh, sleep around, because this is what people always think. I'm just talking about he's enjoying his life. He's making it all about him. And I always said, be selfish early on in life. I think men are so young now, or able to look so young, that you can extend that a lot further. I think somebody like a Michael B. Jordan at 37, which I think he's coming up soon. I had a check prior. He's always a good example to use. I think somebody like him looks like a 25-year-old used to. I think very much like the shape and the face and whatnot. I think it takes a little bit longer in this generation. I think there's a lot more hoops to jump through. Success is more important now, so people focus on that. I think he looks so young. He looks great. I myself have de-aged. If you look back at my old videos, I've definitely de-aged. And I've met people, spoken to people, and they've said the same thing. that like used to look way old. You used to look like you were 40 years old. I'm almost de-aging with every single year because I'm taking care of myself more. 4 liters of water, didn't do that before. Skincare regime with like top level products. You know, face masks, certain, I don't drink alcohol anymore. There's certain foods that I don't really eat and stuff like that. Like my lifestyle is cleaner than ever. My gym routine is better than ever. I'm doing improved levels of cardio. My hygiene is better than ever. I dress better than ever. You know, there's certain things that have just come into play and it's like, okay, this is my time now. You could coin the term the male advantage, right? I don't want those years to be spent on my kids. And I don't care how selfish that sounds because I don't want to hustle just to make loads of money and then go, kids are sorted, kids are safe. And then I die and my kids are like, we're fucking loaded. And it's like, what did I was just a vessel for you. I don't like that. I want to live for me for a while. And I definitely want kids one day, but I'm saying I understand more and more now the people that never have kids. There's a couple, they get together and they're like 60 years old, they've never had kids and they've spent all their money on them, they've traveled the world, whatever. I understand that a lot more now. I can see how people get to that mindset where they go, we're just enjoying our lives. Why would we want to take away from that? And then they just never end up doing it. I can really understand it. Now, I don't think that's for me because I think I'd be a very good dad and I think I'd like the idea of doing it, but I don't need to be young to do it because I'm not really aging. I'm not really like, oh, my back. Do you know what I mean? I'm not really waking up in the mornings and going, fucking hell, this is getting tougher. I feel great. And I've spoken to my mum about this before. She said it was about 50. She turned 50 and it hit her. She was like, oh, God, like I feel old now. And then she changed her lifestyle, went to the gym, whatever, and her energy went up and stuff again. But she said it was about 50. As a man who's kept himself in shape all his life, who doesn't, you know, live a certain lifestyle, I just see no reason why I can't have kids at 40. I just have absolutely no reason. And there's nothing wrong with, like, I could freeze my sperm now. So I've got some, like, high-quality sperm is ready to go. I could just go and freeze it. But why can't I live my life? This is why it's not a priority for me. I want to enjoy myself. I want to live my life. I want to travel to all these different places. I don't want to be cleaning up dog shit and sick. I don't want to do that yet. I'm not ready. And you know what? You guys would be surprised. Every woman that I date or talk to, they don't want to do this either. It's a new world now. It's a new generation. People frown upon that and say, look, a woman should have kids early. And I've said this. A woman should have kids. And I do think it's a good strategy. You know, find the man you want, have your kids early while you're young and beautiful, cash in, have everything you want. But all the women that I date and talk to now, they don't want to do this stuff either. They're like, I want to have kids at like 35. I still want to live. I still want to enjoy myself. And I think what a lot of guys are in danger of doing is missing out on something new that is taking place right now. And something that's taking place right now is people are getting younger. And our parents had kids at like 21. The last generation had kids in like their early 30s. I think we've jumped. I think we've just suddenly jumped. And I think people are having kids now at 40. I think that's going to become the new bracket. I see Chris Evans, and I think, it's top of my dome, I think he's 46. I could be wrong, it might be 42. 42 or 46, one of those rings a bell to me. In between those, it's only a four-year gap. He's just married a 26-year-old woman, okay? I'm sure they're going to have kids soon. So this guy is in his mid-40s with a woman in her late 20s, which I've said before is perfect, and he's going to have kids. Look what he's done. Look at what he's accomplished in his life. Look at everything he's been through, all the events he's been to, all the parties, all the traveling around the world, all the acting roles and whatnot. Like, that's a good life. In my opinion, that's how a man should live. But I don't know what you guys' thoughts on it are, but the idea for me of working hard for the entire early years of my life, finally getting to where I want, ready to cash in on the good life and going, I'm going to do this for my kids now. Like, when did I live? When did I get to enjoy my time? You know, like, I look at my mum's life and, you know, obviously I love my mum to pieces and I'm so grateful for what she did. But we talk a lot now that I'm older. And she said this to me, like, I had you kids in my 20s and I think me at 30. And then, you know, the rest of her life was just raising us. And then dad left when I was like 14 and she had to work multiple jobs and put my sister through uni and look after me and make sure I was okay. Then in her 50s, dad was dying of cancer. She pretty much became his carer, even though they weren't together, because she's just a good woman. And then she's like 61 now. And she's saying to me, like, my life begins now. Like, what do I do now? Like, this is my time. But even before that, she was always like, when does my life start? In her 50s, she always said that to me. Like, I'm working all these jobs and whatever. Like, when does my life start? And I was always like, yeah, mum, like, I fucking agree with you. Like, but, you know, you chose to have kids. You chose this lifestyle. And there's a few mean looks coming back my way. But I was like, you know, it is the life that you've chosen. And I don't want to end up being that person. Like, I'm quite selfish. I want to enjoy myself. I want to live my life. I don't feel old. I feel as though I'm getting younger. My energy levels are only going up. I'm only getting happier and happier every single year. I've got a lot I want to do and experience yet that I couldn't do up to this point. So for me, it's just like, why would I then fill that with things that take me away from doing what I want to do? Oh, I'd love to go on holiday. I'm sorry, but you got, who's going to do the school run? Who's going to do the cleaning? Who's going to do, you expect me to be here with the kids while you're off on holiday? Fair point. Fair point. You just can't do 90% of shit you want to do. Oh, wait until the kids get older, take them with you. A family holiday would be great. I agree. It would be. That's a long way to get there. And then you've got to pay for four people and stuff like that. Like, you can't do a lot for yourself. I think that's how most people live. They work hard to get themselves in a certain position, and then their whole life becomes about their kids. And they stay broke for the rest of their life, and they go, I want a better life for my kids. I'll tell my kids what to do. I'll give them their kids do the same thing. They work hard, they meet a woman, they have kids, and they go, I live for my kids. So then you go, so why was I living for my kids if you were just going to live for your kids? So it's just one chain of people breeding kids and just living for their kids. And it's like, I'm in a great time. The world is fantastic now. I want to be that person who, they've all fought wars for me, my ancestors. They've got me to this position. I want to enjoy myself now. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, well, thank you to everybody. I get to actually enjoy my life. We're in a generation where we do live to 80, 90, 100 years old. If you take care of yourself, I've got so much time. I want to enjoy myself. I don't want to be held back yet. And that's the key here, okay? And here's the other thing. Here's the other point that I want to make. Is none of... People always say to me, yeah, but it's family over money. I'd rather have family over a penthouse or a car. Any day. Look, I actually agree. But you can't have anything. You don't get the family and the kids without the infrastructure of some level of success. Okay, like if you're a guy who's making 50 grand a year and you save up for like 10 years and you finally get your own house and whatever and you meet a woman, I don't think she loves you for you. I think she loves you because it's like, look what this guy's done. She loves you for the new you. She probably wouldn't have loved you at 20, but at 30, with your own house, a man who's got his shit together, you don't have to be a millionaire, babe. Yeah, but I had to have sorted something out for you to have found me attractive. Okay, so then they have kids, and because he's worked his way up in his career, all of that can happen, right? He can't have a luxurious life on that money, but he's worked his way up to some extent that he can have that lifestyle. None of that comes without 10, 12, 15 years of hard work. Do you see what I mean? So you have to do all of that stuff first anyway. So by doing all of that stuff and then having the kids as well, like I said, you don't live for yourself. But the point I'm making is you don't have that infrastructure. You've got to have the infrastructure first. So if you were like 25 and you said, I want to have kids young, I want to do it today. If you don't have money, that's suicidal. She's just going to leave because 70% of divorces happen because of finances. And I think that might even be 90. You know, 70% of educated women are the reason for divorce. They're the ones who initiate divorce. And higher educated women, 90% of the time. So it's like, if you want a good woman, you're competing against monsters who will just get rid of you if you're not at a high level anyway. So it's like everybody thinks of the good side of things. Oh, I'm going to have a wife and kids and everyone's going to love me forever. What if they leave you? What if the wife just goes, I'm done with this, and you've got shared custody of these kids, and then you go, huh, I dedicated my entire youth for these kids. Then I dedicated the entire money and wealth that I had raised to this family, and they've just left me anyway. Do you see what I mean? There's no section where you've gone, this is Chris's time. This is my 10-year window. This is 15 years of me enjoying myself. Like, you look at somebody like a George Clooney, and I know it's different for a famous celebrity, but he really fucking lived, and he didn't want that to end. You know, I've heard in multiple Drake songs where he's like, I've got at least 10 years of this left. I've got, you know, so much of this lifestyle remaining. It just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me to just do everything so soon, like I said. So I wrote down a scenario here, which was, imagine being 21 and having dreams, chasing those dreams and seeing them come together at 30, and then you have kids and your whole life becomes about them. Tell me when your life starts and what and when you get to do the things you've always wanted. 60 in retirement? Because you would be. You'd be 50 or 60 years old before those kids moved out. Like, I know people who are... I know multiple people in their 30s that are still at home with their parents, which, you know, isn't a problem. It's tough out there. But for those parents, that is 20 years working hard, having the kids, and then 30 years looking after those kids. Do you see what I mean? Like, your life is never yours again. It's like you're hoping that they get to 18 and move out, go to university and stand on their own 2 feet, but it's not always the plan. Everything can't go straight. You might have the type of kid that gets depression and anxiety and goes, I don't want to leave the house. You might have a kid with a disability and now your whole life is a full-time carer for that kid. All right, which is fine. If that happens, that happens. Do it. But would you want that in your 30s? You know, 45, that might be a little bit easier to do. You might have more money, so you hire a full-time carer to do that. But at 30, it's like, fuck, man. That might actually be my worst nightmare, is just kind of get into my male advantage years, going, oh, I'm going to cash in. And some girl says to me, I'm pregnant with twins or something. And then I'm like, fuck, I can't even do what I wanted to do now. All those dreams that I had to get me here, gone. And people say no, but it is. You can't, like, I've got friends that have got kids. They're so happy with their lives, but I can't call them and be like, Barcelona tomorrow? We'll just go down, like, it's 18 degrees and sunny in the day. That's kind of cool. Like, we'll go down the port. We'll enjoy ourselves. We'll rent a boat. We'll go out. Like, they're like, well, I can't. I've got to pick the kid up from school. Like, I can't expect my missus to do it. Your freedom gets taken away. I don't think this gets discussed enough, okay? There's a quote that I wrote on here, which is, I want my life before I have it dictated by a child. I think that's pretty important. And I've written at the end of this as well that there's a, I think, you know, people always say secret to success. I think over the years, personally, all the things that I've said are good, you know, a good thing for success. This will help you become successful and whatever. I think mental resilience might be number one. And what I mean by that is not like grit and toughness and whatever to get you through tough times. I'm talking going to bed at night on your own without a dog, wife, kids, etc. And being like, I trust in the process. This is going to work. Because I tell people, lump sums are the key to success. You got to put 100 grand back in instead of getting that mortgage. And then they go, yeah, but I've got a nice woman. She wants to get married this year. I can't do it. My mental resilience is as high as possible. I'm like, it'll be fine. It'll work out. Like, I have no fear of, I'm 31. I was dating a woman who's 27 recently. And I was like, I don't think this is going to work. Right? She's 99% perfect, but that 1% was a deal breaker for me moving forward in the future. And I was like, I'm not happy. I don't think this is going to work out. She's a great woman. She'll find someone else. I'll find someone else, whatever. But I had no fear at 31 of like, oh, I'm going to be alone forever. I'm losing a really good one, which you know which she is. She's a great one. She's beautiful too. But I had no fear because I'm like, there'll be another one. There'll be another great one that comes along. Like, I've got time. I have that mental resilience. I think a lot of people do the kids' marriage mortgage thing out of sheer panic, desperation, scarcity. Yeah, but if it's not her, then who is it? I can't go back into the market. I can't, but like, do you know what I mean? I'm getting older now. Nobody's going to, but that's your fault. if you're out of shape and you've got like a big buttery face and you're looking like shit and you're going out drinking and girls aren't finding you attractive anymore, that you've only got yourself to blame. Like, I don't think it's that hard to like stay in shape, low percentage body fat, bit of muscle, dress well, smell good, make a half decent amount of money, you know, and have a decent life set up and not be going out and getting drunk every weekend, falling all over the place, slurring your words. Like, it's not that hard. It's really not that difficult. And people say, oh, but, you know, the younger women are off the market. Like, the women my age are off the market and the younger women don't want me anymore. It's like, it's, I don't know what land you live in or what conditions you have, but from what I'm experiencing and what I'm seeing in other guys that have risen up in the world, doesn't seem to be the case. You know, without trying to do an ego flex or whatever, that just, I'm just saying from experience, it doesn't seem to be the case. So I'm not sure what the fear and scarcity is there, but that is, for me, one of the secrets to success is mental resilience, to resist the desire to have family, wife, settle down and be like, oh, I'm comfortable, I'm safe, I'm going to reproduce now. It's very primitive. Do you know what I mean? Now, your culture, your religion might force you down that route somewhat. And your upbringing is going to be different to mine. So your mind's going to work differently. So you're going to see it as a positive. You're not going to have the same mindset as me. That's great. Do you know what I mean? That's great because that's you. That's your life. Go and do whatever you want to do. But I'm saying just give it a thought. Now, if your dream life is going on holiday with the kids, which my dad's was, hey, I'm so happy for you. And I think one day I'll experience that and be like, damn, I wish I did this sooner. But I also think if I did do it sooner, I would be like, fuck, I never actually got to live my own life. And I've seen other people do that older than me, specifically like my mum and dad. And I go, I don't want that. I really don't want that. I feel as though I'm finally coming into my prime, my years where I can enjoy myself, where I feel as though any room I walk into, I kind of have, yeah, I don't want to sound like a dick, but you kind of have, like, I feel like I belong to be there. I feel as though I have confidence in every single room I walk into. Any woman I want to talk to, I feel as though I'm not nervous. I'm going to go over and talk to her. I feel as though I've got a chance here. That's a nice position to be in. You know, if I see, I was looking at a McLaren earlier and I was like, I can afford that. I can get that car. That would be pretty cool. You know, do I want it? I have to weigh it up. I'd rather do stream platform stuff. But it's on my mind, you know, where I'm like, hey, I've always wanted one. It would be kind of cool to experience that for a few years. Having that ability, I don't want to then go, three kids, marriage, mortgage, done. Fuck. What's left for me? When do I get to enjoy my time? I don't want to be 50, 60 years old looking back and going, oh, you know, you look at somebody like Dan Bilzerian, and I'm not saying I want his lifestyle. I think that has been out. I think that's been overplayed. I think that's done. I think it's a bit corny. Like, I'm not saying he's corny because he was the first, somewhat within, you know, within reason, the social media version. But I think it's corny. I think it's been played out. But when he was at his peak, maybe 5-10 years ago, there were so many guys who were working 9-to-5 jobs from 30 to like 60. Probably 50, let's say, who were following Dan Bilzerian and living vicariously through him because they were just like, oh, fuck, man. Look at this guy's life. I wish I was living like that. I've got to take the bins out. I've got to pick up the kids from school. You know, my wife isn't looking the way she used to, which is fine because I love her, but she's on at me all the time. We're falling out. We're arguing more now. The love sort of started to fade away. And then they see this guy on this yacht with 10 women. And I'm not saying that's life. I'm not saying, like, would that bring you fulfillment? I don't know. I think it does for Dan. I just don't think it does for a lot of other people. So I'm not saying that's the answer at all. But they'd look at that and they'd be like, fuck, man. I think there is a sense of regret of, like, all I've done is worked. And now I've got these kids and this wife and I love them to pieces and I'd do anything for them. But I wish I just waited a little bit longer. I wish I just lived for me, or I wish I tried to accomplish success sooner so that I could have had more years enjoying myself. I think for a lot of guys, if you said to them when they've got the kids, the wife, the mortgage, everything, you can have all of this again in 10 years time with the same people, would you do it? You know, and for the next 10 years, you're going to go and live for a little bit. You're going to go and enjoy yourself. I think they'd be like, same people, yeah, fine, I'll cash that in. I think a lot of people would do that, but they do it out of fear. And that's what I never want to do. I never want to go, my whole life's ahead of me, but I'm scared. I'm going to be alone forever. This is something that's holding people back. And that's why I call it a secret to success, because if you can resist that and have that mental resilience, like me saying, okay, it's not going to work out with this woman who I think's perfect in every way except one, and I don't think it's going to work out. Oh, I'm 31, shit, am I ever going to find anyone again? Please, I don't want to do this again. None of those feelings. I was just like, okay, like, let's try the next person. Let's do this again. Let's take a break from women. Let's, you know, there's no rush. That mentality gets you places in life, because I'm not going to end up with somebody that I really knew wasn't going to work out, but I did it anyway because I was scared. And this, guys, all of those reasons are why kids, wife, mortgage, settling down, all that stuff isn't a priority for me. It's just not. Being a dad, I think it's great. I think it's probably the best job in the world once you've got it. And I see people who have done it, and I see my sister's fiance who's in his 40s who's done it, and he's a great dad in his 40s because he's learned so much about life, and, you know, he's fantastic. I'd rather that. I just think, you know, everyone gets to 30 and goes, fuck, I need kids, I need what? It's like, keep yourself in shape, man. Keep yourself looking young. You know, you can do it at 40. Then people go, oh, but you'll be 58 when they... Do you know how many 58-year-olds have stayed in shape and look great? You know, it's just not a problem for them. Like, it's not... I just don't see it as a major issue. Like, I think about my dad. My dad was 59 when he died, and I was, like, 28. He was still... Even with cancer, he was still young, in shape, and, like, 2-3 years before that, he was in Barcelona, enjoying himself, traveling around the world, having the time of his life. Like, my... evidence might be different to yours. Everyone you know that age might be fat, lazy, set. Like my uncle, my dad, high testosterone, young woman on their arm, traveling around the world, having the time of their life, right? And they all had kids and got partners, and my dad had obviously a wife, like, in between that. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if you shifted that back another 10 years, you could be settling. Like, imagine, like, those guys in their 40s were shredded. They looked like they were 30, both of them. You can do it then. You can do it in your 40s. Like I said, Chris Evans. I'm sure Michael B. Jordan will do the same thing. Any guy who we all aspire to be, you know, the high-level guys with the money, the looks, the nicest suits, the beautiful models on their arm, the famous guys, they're not having kids in their 20s and 30s. They're all doing it in their 40s because they're focusing on themselves and enjoying their own lives first. You might not want to do that, and this video might be a waste of time for you. I'm just saying, I don't want you to regret it, and I certainly don't want to regret it either. So I'm 31 now, and, you know, people ask me the question, like, do you think about having kids? Do you think you're old? Like, are you what? And I'm just like, I feel so young. I'm enjoying myself. There's no pressure on me. So the message for you guys is, let's say if you're 21 years old and you're watching this, that should tell you how much time you really have. So your long-term planning should be ridiculous, and you should never let a woman dictate your life. If you know she isn't right, if you know that isn't in your plans and you really don't want to do it, don't be forced by people around you, the fake checkpoints of life and stuff like that. Do what is in your head, in your heart. Do what's right for you. I want to travel a lot more. I want to enjoy my life. I want to tick every single box of life for myself first, and then I'll have kids. I don't intend to die at 50. Might happen, I don't know, but I don't intend to. I keep myself in shape. I don't go out and party and get drunk and whatnot. I live a very clean lifestyle. Like I said, I've de-aged since my first video. Like, I just don't see the issue. And I think this is one of the most important things in male life, because we feel so pressured, and, you know, it's hard to get women as a man anyway. So once you get to a certain age and you go, oh, is it nearly over for me? I'm going to be the old creepy guy. Like, it's not as bad as you think it's going to be. Like, this is the best time in my life ever for that sort of thing. I don't want to go into detail because I didn't want this channel to become that anymore. But I just don't see it stopping. I don't see how it stops. Was it going to stop overnight? Within a year? Like, it's going to, you know, I'm going to have to regress the other way. So it's going to take like 10 years for that to happen. And even then, like, I'm living the best lifestyle I've ever lived. So I just don't see how that happens. You're going to have better assets. What, am I going to be unattractive when I'm on my yacht sailing around the world, having the time of my life, doing massive movies and projects and, you know, the best lifestyle, the most, articulate, mature, wise version of me who's still in great shape, who will just get on TRT and just stay in fantastic shape, you know, for the next 10 years. Like, how is that a worse version? So for me, like, I think 30 is the new, I think it's the new 21 for men. And I don't think people should panic as much as they are.
All the products you see down there, I won't go through it. All the supplements, book, the Men Advantage book. You've got natural diuretic supplement, men's body wash, testosterone boosters, men's lifestyle supplement. All the stuff that we do, courses, etc., will be in all of the links below. We've had some problems recently with payment gateways and stuff. We're obviously fixing it. It should be done by today, but at the moment we've only got PayPal in place. So if you want to buy anything, that's how you do it.